whole June the 6th thing. Now you're in charge of Radio Satan. You're like the head.
Yeah, are we on the air now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, and where are you calling from?
Yeah, New Zealand.
Right on. What the hell is in New Zealand?
Oh, look, we're part of Australia. You'll know us. Yeah. I know exactly how you feel. It's a pretty good place to be. We're just down the road from Sydney, really. It's just around the corner. But just tell us, I mean, I've never come across a radio station like yours before. So Radio Satan began when?
Oh, 6 years ago on June 6th.
Oh.
So, see, we're one number eviler than the 666. We have four sixes.
What do you play on Radio Satan like, over the next hour? What songs would you be playing? Do you play much music?
Oh, yeah, we play a ton of music. You know, it's a very eclectic group of folks we have there. You name it, we play it, as long as it has some sort of theme. I guess the theme would be what the DJ's like.
What about, do you have like a slogan or a positioning statement for the radio, like you know, today's best music radio?
Corrupting the minds of the youth since 2000.
is that it? And look, tell us about the whole June 6th thing. I mean, for you guys, there at Radio Satan.
RadioFreeSatan.com.
Sorry, Radio Free Satan. It's obviously like a big day for you. What do you got planned for the day? What's going to happen?
Oh, boy, we're doing this big event. We're ringing in the 666 event on June 5th. On Monday, we're having this event in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And at midnight, we have a band headed by Matt Zane. Are you guys familiar with Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there was a concert down under here about 3 months ago, I think.
Yeah, Matt Zane Society One. He's a pornographer. You know, he suspends from, they stick meat hooks in his back and he suspends and good stuff like that. So he's ringing in at midnight. We counted in with him and, you know, maybe we'll sacrifice a virgin, you know, something like that.
And that'll be part of the Radio Satan celebrations.
Radio Free Satan, yeah.
Sorry, Radio Free Satan, sorry. What about the likes? What about the doomsdayers that think that, you know, planes are going to fall out of the sky? It's going to be like Y2K and stuff like that. Is that going to happen?
Boy, I wish I had a crystal ball to be able to tell you. I don't really. I think the only thing. I can't imagine it. If it did, it would be happen at the hands of a Christian or some crazy cult member that would want to do something that's, you know, provoked by his own beliefs. I mean, as far as supernatural stuff, there's nothing like that going on in this world.
How do you get on with the Christian radio stations being Radio Free Satan? You guys don't play like Social Indoor Netball together or anything like that? Do you have a good working relationship with them? Or
we have no working relationship with them.
Nothing at all.
No, I mean, Christians, what is that? That's so like 1950s. This is 2000.
If you had like one piece of advice for June the 6th, what would it be?
Get a plane ticket and head to L.A. to come and see this great show that we're doing. You know, I mean, that's all I would say. I would say have a good time, indulge, have a drink, have a smoke, you know, get inside your woman or man. You know, have a good time, pleasure of the flesh.
Hey, Shane, thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
And we hope you enjoy your special day on June the 6th at Radio Free Satan.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was me on some sort of Australian radio show. Yeah, that was cool, talking about the number of the beast. And he did Australian radio shows for about 4 hours, seen as the Radio Free Satan, June 5th, Satan's Rockin' 666 Eve, made the international wire service. I was even interviewed in Africa. So I recorded some of them. I'll play them throughout the next year, but for the next couple of weeks, I'm sure you guys are sick of hearing about the 666 show. Listeners outside of the Los Angeles area that are not lucky enough to be able to fly in to LA, we have visitors from Germany coming in. That's pretty exciting. And they're coming in only for the Radio Free Satan party, nothing else. Just the Radio Free Satan party. You think they'd be flying in for the Church of Satan High Mass, but they're flying in for the Radio Free Satan Low Mass. And anyone who's listening that is going to the Church of Satan High Mass, remember, I'm going to let you in on. I've been telling some of my friends, but if you go up to the promoters, Brian Moore, and his woman and you mention Radio Free Satan, they're going to buy you a drink. I mean, not a low-end beer. They're going to buy a top-shelf whiskey. Now, this is between me and my listeners. But remember to go up to Brian Moore and the promoters of the COS High Mass and tell them Radio Free Satan sent you to get your free drink. This is a free whiskey, top shelf. Whatever you want on the top shelf, Brian is paying. I mean, this is a good guy, huh? At least that's what he told me in a phone conversation early on in our event planning when we had originally had this show scheduled. We scheduled it on the 6th on accident, and then we found out about the COS event, and we changed it to the 5th, and good thing, because we were the only 666 Eve event, and we've inspired others. There's an event going on in Salt Lake City. Any listeners near the Salt Lake City area should, call Red Room. That's a murder shop, and you can call anywhere like the heavy metal shop. They'll be able to direct you to Red Room and ask for the 666 Eve party information. Also, Salt Lake City, June 1st, that's me, and my lovely wife Amy will be traveling through Salt Lake City, and June 1st we make our stop there, and I'll be doing a little true crime Warped Mind presentation, showing a couple videos, showing off some of my serial killer collection, and I guess a lot of Joe Hiles from SKCentral.com's serial killer collection, because that's a majority of what I tour with is Joe's collection, because he's got the good stuff, like Eileen Wuornos's death shirt and, you know, good shit like that. But if you're in the Salt Lake City area, you should definitely stop in and say hi to me and Amy, okay? And I hope you will do that. Stop in. You know, we're always accepting gifts, and we're always giving gifts. So come in and hang out. We're gonna have drinks afterwards, is from what I hear. We're gonna be going out, so we're gonna make a whole night of it. June 1st, Salt Lake City, Utah. Come out to Red Room and hang out with me and my lovely wife, and pick up your copy of our new books, Amy's Hellraiser Homemaker number 1. That's a nice pink guide to the demonic diva. And then there is the True Crime Warped Minds book number 1, full of gory details and serial killer writings you just can't find anywhere else. So pick those books up today. You can go to evilnow.com if you want to buy them now. Or you can search the Bugbee name on Lulu. That's LULU.com. And that's a quicker way to get them usually, is through Lulu. You know, so there's my cheap plugs, you know, plugging all the events that we're doing. It's really building, it's really cool. I'm going to play recently I talked to the gentleman Angel. Well, you know what? I'm just going to play this little bit of a phone call. And these are the folks who are putting on the bondage displays. I mean, and they're going to beat women until they bleed on stage at the June 5th Satan's Rockin' 666 Eve at Zen Sushi in Los Angeles. And I hope you'll stop out. And if you are stopping out, remember the Extreme Associates contest. What's the evilest thing you'd do for Satan? And you'll win a ton of prizes. We'll also be raffling off prizes, selling raffle tickets. This is going to be a good time. If you don't have your tickets yet, you can buy your tickets. You can email rfs@evilnow.com for information on how to buy your tickets online. Or you can go to the Brat store in Los Angeles. There's more information on myspace.com/radiofreesatan, and ticket buying information is on there. I'm going to save 100 tickets to sell the day of the show. So June 5th, if you don't have your tickets and it doesn't look like you're able to get the tickets, get out to Zen Sushi when they open their doors. I believe they open their doors at 5 p.m. for dinner for sushi. And our show starts at, I believe the doors open at 8 and the show starts about 9. At 9. What am I saying about? It's a very tight schedule. Reverend Stephen Laba has been added to the show. I can't believe I almost forgot that. But yeah, Reverend Stephen Laba has been added to the June 5th Satan's Rockin' 666 Eve. So if you don't have your tickets, and it looks like you're not going to be able to get your tickets, the day of the show, if you stop by the venue, that's Zen Sushi at 5 p.m., you'll be able to pick up those. Pick up those tickets. All right, now here, check this out.
Hello? Okay. Yeah, so Angel, we were just talking. Now, Angel is from, my pronunciation is Familiar Angulus. And Angel was laughing. He's been so polite and gracious and accepting of my butchering of his the name of his group, his BDSM group, that he's finally right. Told me. Go ahead, Angel.
It's Familiaris and Jealous.
Familiaris
and Jealous.
And Jealous.
That's it.
Now you're on Radio Free Satan now. And Matt Zane has a radio show on here. He went on for 15 minutes about, how the fuck do you say this name, Familiar Anus? He's going on and on about it.
Oh, man, I've heard every name, you know. And it's Latin for belonging in the house of angels.
Yeah, I saw that on your website. And it's easier to say belonging in the house of angels than Familiaris and Jealous.
That's correct.
Is that it? Familiaris? And Jealous.
That's it.
Wow, I've got it finally. Familiarous and Jealous. How do you like that?
Woo-hoo. Sounds great, man.
I almost sound educated.
I'm surprised David hasn't told you the correct pronunciation.
He has. He's tried, but...
he messes it up, too.
But David's phone calls with me usually consist of, because I've had so many of them, I break down in tears sometimes. I'm screaming, fucking dude, I'm dying! So he hears the worst of me.
Dude, that guy's hustling, man. He really is.
You know, David is a good guy. And David is the other half of David and Mistress Omega, the people that maybe have checked out RadioFreeSatan.com. They've seen them suspending and doing power pulls, and they're part of the whole June 5th.
That's right.
Satan's rocking 666 Eve. So, Angel, what do you think about this whole event?
Oh man, I honestly can truly tell you I'm really excited about this. You know, David came up to me and you know, Great Dave, as he's called, is my first male submissive, and you know, came to me with this and told me a little bit about it, and I told him, I was like, you know what, let's do this, man. What else can you have? Porn stars and let's say pinup girls and BDSM and you know, some sick shit.
Yeah, right. So David is a submissive.
David was my first male submissive.
He's not a submissive anymore?
Not anymore.
What does he do now? Beat people?
He does, man. I gave him that rank of going out and beating whomever, whenever, however he wants.
Man, dude, I gotta tell you, I could never be a submissive.
Oh, man. I was at one time, and let's just say it was an experience.
I guess I could to a point, but I don't know, man. I don't know about that shit, man. Someone, a bitch cracks me with a belt, she better get ready to take a punch.
That's it, man. That really is.
You know, I'm going to get angry.
You know what? I have a lot of times, actually, when I was in that role, but I don't know. I much more enjoy the beating and the sexual end of the whole thing. So yeah, man, it's really exciting to be able to do this Zen Sushi.
Oh man, I'll tell you, some of the girls you work with are just extremely fucking hot.
We actually got a new submissive. Her nickname is Baby, but she is
Is that the blonde?
No, she's actually a brunette. Really crystal blue eyes, just gorgeous little thing. Hardcore player. She, taking a single tails, split skin open, and she's just sitting there saying, thank you, daddy.
Wow, that turns me the fuck on, beating a girl's ass.
That's right, man.
Motherfucker.
He loves it.
You are a very lucky man.
Oh, thank you. Actually, we all are, man. It's going to be a hell of an event.
Well, I'm not. How am I going to be lucky? I'm not beating any girls' asses.
Oh, you know, Shane, come on, man. You know you're going to be able to come up and grab a flag and be like, hey, dude, handle it. She's right there.
Oh, dude, but then I have to take my pants off and masturbate as I'm whapping her.
As long as it's all over her, man.
What?
As long as it's all over her.
Oh, the jism?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, I love this. Angel, you are the king.
No, dude, I just participate in the fortunes of BDSM.
Now, that's a horrific show. Me with my pants down masturbating as I beat a girl. That should only be in a dark corner, really.
Oh, man, I don't know about that. I think we're going to have a lot of cameras on this one, man.
Hey, dude, it was good talking to you.
Thank you, Shane, so much, man. We're really excited again to be aboard, man.
I can't wait to eat some sushi with you and drink some beer and beat some sushi.
That's right, man. Fucking raise Satan.
Angel is going to raise Satan. Now you know we're in trouble.
Oh, we all are.
Right on, brother. Hey, talk to you soon, man.
All right, man. You take care.
Bye.
Six is a demonic number. It's the sign of the devil, the mark of the devil.
The enigma of the number 666 is, it's something that's driven people insane for literally the last 2,000 years.
Satan has supernatural power, and he's not something to be played with.
My birthday is 12-6-66, 1966. So I have the three sixes in my birthday.
666 is just a number like any other number, but it does seem to carry a lot of power with people who are frightened easily, and frankly, I think it's well-deserved.
It's been an evil sign all of my life, definitely. I mean, it scares me, in a way.
For centuries, people have believed in a dark force. A man, a fallen angel, an antichrist. One whose many representations are as familiar as the mark he bears. 666, the mark of the beast.
Let him who has understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
Well, we find the number 666 in Revelation chapter 13. It's called the mark of the beast.
The Antichrist uses the number 666, which is three times the number of man. I think it's his attempt to duplicate the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So he uses six, which is the number of man, times three.
Most biblical scholars believe in that the number stands for Nero Caesar or Neron Caesar.
The Roman Emperor Nero Caesar, brother of the future Emperor Caligula, was widely known as a vicious persecutor of early Christians. Any follower of Christ would have known him, despised him, and feared the day he, or anyone who emulated him, would return.
For people living at the time, the beast of the apocalypse was a very real figure whose name was Nero the Caesar, who was known for his brutality.
I think this is one of the most mind-bending puzzles in Scripture. Presumably, the author of Revelation was using some kind of a numerological system where the Greek letters had a numerical value.
Gematria comes from the Greek word geometry, and it is the practice of linking letters with numerical values. And the way in which you say Nero the Caesar in Hebrew is Neron Caesar. And I've written some of this out because it's very arcane. Nun is 50 and Resh is 200. Vav is 6 and a final Nun is another 50. So you have 306 and Caesar with a Kuf, which has the numerical value of 100. Samech, which has the numerical value of 60, and Resh is another 200. If you add up Neron Caesar, you go from 306 and 360 gives you 666.
I'm not really persuaded by the interpretation which says that 666 calculates out to Nero Caesar or Neron Caesar.
I think one thing that we really have to understand, again, taking it back to the first century first, this was an unrealized prophecy. Nero never came back, and Jesus Christ has not come back either. So Christians have taken that early expectation and moved it into their history in general. So today we still wait for Christ's return, and we wait for the Antichrist to reveal himself.
Could Nero Caesar have been the man spoken of in Revelation? Or is the mystery deeper than that? One perhaps to which the scripture itself holds the answer. Who is the beast?
The fact is that the key to the code is lost to us now and is forever lost. And there's a mystery to that.
If you look around, the number 666 is everywhere.
Radio Free Satan wants you to join us June 5th in Los Angeles, California for Satan's Rockin' 666 Eve, featuring the evilest music, the most extreme porn stars, punk rock, serial killer art, suspension acts, bondage displays, and even members of the Church of Satan. Monday, June 5th, 8 p.m., ages 18 and over. Tickets are $9. This is all going down at Zen Sushi, 2609 Hyperion Avenue in Los Angeles, California. Go to RadioFreeSatan.com for more information on how to buy tickets, or check us out on MySpace at MySpace/RadioFreeSatan. And remember, each paid admission gets a free Radio Free Satan 6th anniversary compilation CD, a free shot glass, courtesy of EvilNow.com, and a whole bunch more. Don't miss out, Los Angeles. June 5th, Satan's Rockin' 666 Eve.
Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law.
Hail Satan!
Six, 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 the mark of the beast, an ancient puzzle for telling the Antichrist, according to Scripture, the vessel through which the end of the world will come. Some think it to be a dark fairy tale, others the very word of God. But with the puzzle incomplete, we are left to nothing more than speculation.
Fact is that the key to the code is lost to us now and is forever lost.
For centuries, man has obsessed with looking for the beast, searching for what he might look like, when he might come, or where he might be.
why do I look for the number? Why does anybody look for the number? I mean, really, it's one of those ancient puzzles that have, you know, down from the Bible. If you look around, the number 666 is everywhere. UPC codes, let's take those for an example. They're on everything we buy, and they all have different numbers, but there's control codes on each one, on the left, on the middle, and on the right, and they're sixes. So that means every UPC code, no matter how different, each has 666 on it. Everything we buy has the number of the beast on it.
666 is a funny number.
Prime numbers. The sum of the squares of the first seven prime numbers.
If you take 2 squared plus 3 squared plus 5 squared all the way up, you know, 7, 11, 13 squared, if you add up all those numbers, it comes out to be 666.
Now, if you convert www to its Hebrew numbers, you get Vav, and Vav means 6. So you have every website starts with 666.
If you add up all the numbers on a roulette wheel, 1 plus 2 plus 3 all the way up to 36, ta-da!
Section 666 of the Social Security Act talks about giving everyone a number, essentially a mark. Isn't that interesting? You know, 666 is the number of the beast, the mark of the beast, and then Section 666 in Social Security gives everyone else a mark. If you take the grid coordinates for the absolute city center of Jerusalem and add them together, they total 66 degrees and 60 minutes, which is, of course, 666. Now, it really gets interesting when you start applying gematria to names. Napoleon. You convert it to Hebrew, then you add up the numbers, you get 666. Ronald Reagan, 6 letters in each of his names, Ronald Wilson Reagan. In fact, he even used to live at a house at the address was 666 until he had it changed. If you apply gematria to the name George Bush, senior or junior, you get 666.
While few aggressively search for the beast in our world, most of society has been preoccupied with its existence for years, and our fear of it continues to be the subject of one of our culture's most dominant forms of expression, film.
I am unabashedly a horror fan, horror film fan. I will see pretty much any horror film that's out in the theaters. I think for me, the horror film that appeals to me the most are films of demonic possession.
I think all movies that touch on man's placement with the energy fields that he's surfing through every day, whether it's God, the devil, whatever is out there, whatever that thing that you feel, when man makes art about it, you get some amazing work.
My father one day said to me, do you want to go to the movies? And I said, yeah, sure. So I went with my older brothers and saw The Omen and was scared out of my mind, like I think everybody, and walked out of the movie theater. I turned to my dad and I said, why would you take me to that movie, you know? And didn't sleep for the next couple nights.
The thing about The Omen and the whole phenomenon of the three sixes is that it harkens back to a reality that we've all been steeped in, certainly in Catholic religion.
It's interesting with The Omen playing into this Christian mythology of revelations and, you know, the mark of the beast, because it transcends Christianity. It taps into something that is much more primal. Because for me, I grew up not really, you know, reading scripture, because I grew up as a Muslim. But even then, you know, the power of The Omen and that power of that myth really also grabs me.
You know, education gives you an arrogance. Ignorance doesn't afford you that opportunity. So being smart people that we think we are, you know, we're making a movie, we're hot shots, we know what we're doing. We can't possibly believe in any of this stuff. The worst incidents of the curse of the sixes, if you were, we're shooting a scene, it's one of the big scenes in the movie where Thorne character cuts Damien's hair to reveal the mark of the beast. We, you know, a very tough day psychologically and physically on the crew. And we got the scene, it was great. And it turned out that later in the evening, when we processed the film at the laboratory, every foot of film was destroyed. Now, it's extremely uncommon. Of course, you have accidents, you'll get film scratched or, you know, torn, damaged. But to lose 13,000 feet of film on that, of all scenes, that scene certainly, it stopped being funny then. Something like that happens and your entire belief system starts to tremble at the foundation. So what you feel essentially is fear.
It's the ultimate fear that I have, that loss of control over my body, over my actions, over how I can live my life. By being demonically possessed, you know, you lose that control. But the other reason why I am utterly terrified of demonic possession horror films, but still go, is that I believe that there's actually a possibility that demonic possession can occur in real life.
Have to believe in the goodness rather than the evil, you know. And if you don't, just like every movie portrays, if you believe in the evil, you're gonna get sucked into it. It's gonna take you down.
With signs of the beast permeating our culture more and more, one must wonder, could the beast actually be in our world?
Whether the Antichrist is alive today or not depends on how close we are to the end of the age. I happen to believe that we're very close.
1, 2, 1, 1, 2.
I was stabbed by Satan on the day that I was born. I was promised loving, but instead I was torn. La la la, la la la, my heart bled fear. La la la, la la la, my eyes shed tears.
A poor black ghetto child. When I run them out, he's so po and the po-po hate him all. He ain't seen his daddy since back in 84. But oh well, so it be, now he's in jail. His mother's stressing just to get him out on bail. Now sing it out.
I was stabbed by Satan on the day that I was born. I was promised loving, but instead I was torn. La la la,
yeah.
La la la,
yeah.
My heart bled.
The police with the big glocks pull them out. They say freeze, but there's only one coming out. There's two dead with a legal gun to his head. It's stupid, he should have played ball instead. I sing it out.
I was stabbed by Satan on the day that I was born. I was promised loving, but instead
rap song ever sung. My verses will be curses to the rich, and all sorts of authority will cease to exist. My daughters will be free of wars, and my honor your fists will raise in the air. In the silence of revolution, my face will appear like the vision of a prisoner with his last bid. This song is a poem, and the whole poem is a tear dropped in your ear.
I was stabbed by Satan on the day that I was born. I was promised loving, but instead
For centuries, people have searched for signs of the beast hidden deep within our culture. But in the 20th century, culture itself changed, and the signs were hidden no more. Suddenly, the concept of evil was redefined, and a new audience began to embrace it through the medium of rock music.
The Stones came around, and they were supposedly the bad boys. They had everything that was oriented toward 666. In fact, they had a big satanic star on stage. And Ozzy, obviously, used to bite the head of a bat off. And then, of course, there was Alice Cooper, who was the first artist that I'd ever seen who was really saying, coming out, that they were involved with the devil.
It takes the great gimmick, the idea, the visuals, the symbols, to first introduce you to an alternate way of thinking and living. There is a reason why people are pulled towards the dark side, and I think the symbols that we adopt and that we choose to decorate ourselves with represent that. We have a tremendous celebration planned for the eve of 666. We've got burlesque dancers that are made up in gore makeup, and we've got suspension acts and bondage and S&M and all different types of art, just anything that is very edgy. I think 6606, the Satanic Millennium, has a lot of purpose. I think that it has, again, a tremendous charge to it because of the superstitions and the idea of what 666 and the Antichrist means. It becomes a really great way and a great day to use that energy, you know, for our own purposes and to get across our own will rather than the will of God. You've got to always realize that, you know, we all end up here, so you might as well do as much as you can while you're alive.
The Bible prophesizes the second coming of Christ will be preceded by the arrival of the Antichrist. Many Christians see the increases in violence and chaos throughout the world as evidence of the end of days already upon us, which raises a disturbing question. Has the beast already come?
So over the centuries, we've had as candidates for the Antichrist for the 666, I have seen dozens of popes. And so anybody who seems to fit the bill of a dictator or some kind of world leader who has imperial ambitions, Napoleon is a classic Antichrist figure, Adolf Hitler.
I think in a few cases, you might be able to point to a human being who has done just so much evil that they embody evil. When Jews say the name Hitler, many traditional Jews follow it with a Hebrew phrase, Yimach Shemo, which means may his name be erased.
Whether the Antichrist is alive today or not depends on how close we are to the end of the age. I happen to believe that we're very close. And if we are that close, then yes, Satan is alive and growing, but nobody knows who he is.
All you have to do is look at your newspaper headlines and say, well, who's the candidate for Antichrist in today's world? You don't have to think of it as an evil angel with horns and a pitchfork and a cloven hoof. Satan's here, and in you too.
I do believe there is evil in the world, but I don't believe in supernatural evil. I believe that evil comes from within people for a variety of reasons.
There's a lot of weird, crazy things going on these days.
I see more evil here than ever before.
Some people would say that Saddam Hussein is evil, and some people would say that the Pope is evil. Who knows?
Arguably, there's more evil around us today than there ever has been. Whether it's as big as countries slaughtering their own people, or as small as an individual committing a violent act against, you know, another individual.
We live in a violent universe, and that violence isn't evil. That violence is a necessity. In order for one animal to survive, it has to eat another animal.
People talk about violence in America. They're not just talking just about individuals. There is a culture of violence. that at some level has an evil power to it.
As time passes, signs of the power of evil are found more and more throughout the far reaches of the world. If these are indicators that the beast is already among us today, two questions remain. Who is he, and what happens next?
June 6, 2006, 666. There's definitely something to it.
Maybe evil has appeared in the past. Maybe it has yet to appear. For as many clues as Revelation gives us for decoding the mysteries of 666, we are left with just as many questions.
You know, while we try to explain things from a reasonable, rationalist perspective, indeed, much, if not most of life, goes beyond rational explanation.
The 7-year tribulation period that is described in several awesome passages, both in the Old and the New Testament, it will be the greatest time of tribulation the world has ever known.
It's just as real whether Satan is a being outside of us or a psychological tendency within us. It's just as real whether he's outside or inside. Satan is real.
We live in dangerous times. I think it's a dangerous world.
People believe in this stuff. Even if they're not overtly religious, the notion of Satan and evil and the effect that the number 666 has on perfectly smart, educated people is phenomenal.
June 6, 2006, 666. Is it the end of the world? I don't think so, but there's definitely something to it.
If you guys find yourself holding a full house, sixes full, that's great. You might even take the money. If you find yourself brushing your teeth in the morning and the mark of the beast, 666, is on your forehead, well, that's time to run for the hills.
Or wash your forehead. Wash your forehead. June 5th, Zen Sushi. That's the only 666 you need to be worried about, okay? Hello? All right. Yeah, and don't forget, the Headsick Pinup Girls are performing. They're actually going to perform. They're going to do a burlesque show. Isn't that pretty cool? They're working on a 6-girl burlesque show. So not only do we have Reverend Stephen Johnson Leyba added to the bill, the Headsick Pinup Girls are going to do a bloody burlesque show. We have the girls from Extreme Associates getting up on stage and doing a contest with the kids in the audience. Kids, well, everyone at the show is over 18. Me, I'm so old, everyone's a kid to me. And then we have, you know, Matt Zane. We have, boy, we have, oh boy. What am I thinking of here? Oh, what a retard I am, huh? Well, we have Krell. We have Black Fag, which I'm very stoked about seeing. Eric Cash. I think I should call him real quick. Oh, no, I was thinking of Joey Strange, the dude who hung from a helicopter on Ripley's Believe It or Not. He's coming in, and he's going to end the show with just a fucking bloodbath. I mean, he's going to end the show to end the show. And so you should make sure to get there and stay there, because from start to finish, we have the Ramonas, we have Krell, we have girls dancing, we have bondage displays in between the bands, we have a gentleman at the sushi bar who's going to be tying up girls and knifing them. No, but there's going to be people being beat all over the place, candle wax being dripped on them. I mean, it's going to be a real fun time. I wouldn't miss this for the world if I were you. I mean, if you got to work, take a day off. If you got to quit, quit. If you got to skip rent to fly out there, do it. This is a really turning out to be a one-of-a-kind time. It's not just a show. It's an event. Trust me on this. So let's try. Let me try calling Joey. Let me try calling Eric.
Hello?
Eric Cash?
Yes, sir.
Is this you?
It is, one and only.
It's Shane.
I know it is.
Oh, good. Yeah, I had to make sure I hit the record button. You know, I want to record you.
Oh, good.
Since our last recording, you know, it's funny. You must be working with the devil because it didn't turn out.
Really?
Really, it turned out enough where I had to stick a microphone in the speaker and re-record it to even hear it. And it's sort of funny because it's so horrible.
Nice. Well, you know, horrible and satanic is usually my M.O.
Yeah, well, was you, because you were breathing in the AIDS.
That's right.
Yeah, and you were sick.
It was my cloudy green AIDS breath that did it to you.
Yeah. What are you doing now? Stuffing your face full of cookies?
No, I just had my cock stuck in something. I couldn't make it to the phone.
Oh, really? That's nice.
Yeah, well, I guess it's nice, depending on how you want to interpret that. I could have been talking about the garbage disposal.
Having your cock sucked, did you say?
I said I had my cock stuck in something.
Oh, I thought you said you had your cock sucked. Well, you should try to get that cock out of your mouth and start talking like you have, an empty mouth.
Hey, that was never me. Oh. That was never me with the cock in my mouth.
You sure?
That was a pure Photoshop job right there.
Didn't you travel with the circus?
Any trained expert can tell you.
Didn't you travel with the circus?
I never sucked my own cock.
Yeah, but traveling with the circus and sucking cock goes hand in hand.
What's that?
I said traveling with a circus and sucking cock goes hand in hand.
You think so? Well, yeah, I guess there was a lot of figurative cock sucked. There's a whole lot of getting screwed for the money and chasing somebody all the way across town that's high on way too much cocaine for you to ever be able to catch them.
Yeah, I would just figure there's a lot of cock sucking going on in the circus, you know. It's just all sleeping together under one tent, anything goes.
I think one of our clowns once sucked some old gay guy's cock for an eighth of weed.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you work for peanuts, you know. It's a rough life. There's nothing wrong with sucking a cock, Eric. You know, you don't have to be ashamed on my radio.
Hey, I don't have a problem with sucking cock.
I know this. There's a rumor about you.
Yeah, you can just look at any bathroom wall in the country. It'll tell you.
By the way, everyone that's on my radio show, Eric Cash is the MC for the 666 show, the June 5th 666 show.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to be especially fucking brutal because I quit drinking.
When did you do this? After our last phone call?
Yeah, about a week ago.
Yeah, after our last phone call, right?
Yeah, and now I remember why it was that I drank, because it slows my brain down enough that I can actually tolerate other people.
Oh, is that it?
I've been on the verge of fucking sucking ice picks across rooms into people's throats for the past week.
Yeah, so why'd you quit drinking? Well, who cares
drinking?
About
I
why
just,
you quit drinking?
I just didn't think that I was angry enough.
Yeah, well...
I said, you know what, if I take out alcohol, I think the rage will definitely go through the roof.
So are you ready for the show? Are you excited about any of it? Are you paying attention?
Am I ready for the show? What the fuck do I have to do?
I don't know.
What do I have to do to get ready?
Pay attention?
Every day of my life. I perform when I buy cigarettes. Am I ready? Of course I'm fucking ready. I'm going to talk. I'm going to fucking eat some mushrooms. I'm going to scream at people. And I'm going to make sure that at least half of that audience hates my guts. I don't think that I have to really do fucking 4 hours of yoga in order to make that happen.
That's a goal. That's a good goal. I'm going to make sure half that crowd hates my guts.
The other half always winds up loving me. I try to make them all hate me, but I just can't do it.
If you can get a 50-50 ratio, that's good. So are you telling me eating mushrooms is different than drinking alcohol?
That's a stupid fucking question. Well, of course it's different. Have you ever taken mushrooms?
Yeah, I have an eighth of mushroom sitting right here. It's not really a stupid question.
Well, yeah, of course.
Because
it's different.
Alters your mind. And it alters
it. I guess in a very general, fucking partnership for a drug-free America sense, it's the same.
Well, it absolutely, I mean, okay, I guess it's a different buzz, but drinking and trying to escape reality and actually escaping reality with mushrooms, okay, you're right, you actually escape reality with mushrooms.
Yeah, and how many people do you know that are mushroomaholics, that are fucking on mushrooms every day?
Me, if I could obtain... Hold on, bro.
Fucking wake up earlier, function because of it.
Right here, when I've been able to get a couple of ounces of mushrooms, I take them every day, all day, until the point that I end up in an
emergency. When you're able to, yeah.
Yeah, well, okay, guy. When you're able to buy a fucking fifth of whiskey, you do drink all day. You're an alcoholic. I'm a substance abuser, dude. I mean, I love it. And I don't mean abuser. I love it. I'll abuse the substance. The substance doesn't really abuse me.
I'm really only into drugs that make me feel like shit, because then I don't do them all the time.
Huh.
Like, coke's fine, right?
But mushrooms don't make you feel like shit, bro.
Well, they make you feel like shit the next day.
Not me. Oh, I fucking love those things. Fuck. If I had money, I would just sit and take mushrooms.
Are you talking about Bordabellas?
No, dude. I'm talking about trip mushrooms. I just love them.
Have you been buying fucking shiitake mushrooms from Wigged Out Fish Heads?
No, dude. I'm just love. You know what? And the fucked up thing is, I eat those mushrooms, and I start, after about a week, I start laughing, going, I can taste the cow shit. And I just start laughing about it.
You know. Have you ever done a DXM?
Oh, I've heard. Is that that powder?
DXM is a pill. It's the stuff that's in Robo. But if you get it in a pill, then you don't have to drink a whole bottle of Robo and fucking puke up a whole bunch of fucking cough syrup for an hour before you get high.
Huh? I've heard. I think I've heard about it, but no, I've never. I don't.
Well, you know what? Well, you know what's great about DXM and
bring
Robo?
Some to the party, man.
What's that?
Bring some to the party.
Bring some to the party. I'll see if I can find some. No, it's great because it's just like it's you're tripping your balls off, but it's like tripping your balls off while you're drunk as shit.
Ooh, I love it.
It's great. I managed to I back when we were in the circus. Remember Mickey?
Oh yeah, wasn't that your ex-woman?
Of course you remember Mickey.
How can you forget her?
Her little brother in the beginning days of the circus. Her little brother, who was a devout Christian at the time and listened to only Christian punk rock, came to visit us, and I fucking drank a whole bunch of Robo and took four hits of acid, and somehow by the end of the night, I had a conversation with him about Jesus, and he's a Satanist to this day. That was 6 years ago. He went back to Pennsylvania, and we found out a week later that he had converted to Satanism, and he just wrote me an email a while back.
I love it.
He's still an upside-down, cross-carrying motherfucker. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, so he's proud of you that you're doing the Radio Free Satan gig at June 5th at Zen Sushi.
Yeah, he's very proud that I'm doing the Radio Free Satan gig on June 5th at Zen Sushi.
You like that high work in those plugs, huh? Yeah, got to, brother.
And how much is it at the door, Shane?
$9.
Did you sell all the tickets already?
It's $9 at the door.
I heard that it's sold out.
No, it's not sold out. Don't ever say that again. Okay, because we'll be scalping. If it's sold out, come to the show, because you'll see Eric Cash out front selling tickets for $18 to $20, okay?
That's right.
It'll never be sold out. We'll always have tickets for you. They might be a surcharge, but we will always have tickets for you. Any show. But no, it's priced right where the performers won't really get paid, but everyone else will.
Yeah, of course. That's usually how it works.
Yeah.
It's priced right. Like, somehow this is different than any other gig on the fucking universe. Oh, yeah, the performers don't get paid. How original, Shane.
Yeah. Well, they need to, you know, they need to perform a couple, two, three times for me before I actually think about paying.
That's right. And then you think about it.
Yeah, and then another couple.
You never actually do it, but then you do think about it, and that's good.
After they survive, after they actually...
After the eighth time that somebody works for you, you lose about 3 minutes of sleep going, should I have paid that guy?
Well, about the sixth time when they actually ask me, they have the actual nerve to ask me to get paid, and I grab them by the throat, and I jostle them, and I throw them about the room, and I tell them what it takes for me to do this and how much money I put into it and how dare they ever ask me. They should be honored to be in the same room as me. And then
you kids these days, you have no idea what it takes if they actually art and culture to the masses.
Exactly. If they take the beating and come back and they show up, then I give them $20 out of guilt for hurting them.
Nice. That's good of you.
Yeah.
$20. You know, Shane, I can shit $20.
Yeah, well, that's what we're going to have to do at Zen Sushi, June 5th.
That's right. I'm going to be shitting $20 bills to pay the performers, except they have to pull them out of my turds with their teeth, separating them from the corn.
Yes, that's what Eric Cash will be doing June 5th at Zen Sushi. He'll be shitting $20 bills. And that's the prize. You pay $9 to get in, and you can pull the $20 out of his corn-ridden shit.
That's right. Yeah, but I'm not actually going to shit them all the way. You're gonna have to suck the ass end of the 20 out of my anus.
Right on. Fucking clean your.
And if you don't fondle my balls, there will be hell to pay.
Fucking your yeast infected balls.
You don't ever fucking wrap your lips around my asshole without fondling my balls. That's just rude. I'm from the South. We believe in hospitality where I'm from.
Yeah. So you're looking forward to it or what?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna rent a ridiculous sports car and drive down there at 200 miles an hour without a license.
You're renting a car?
Yeah, it's about the same price as flying down, and then I can stay in L.A. for a week.
Flying down? Jeez. Why would I pay someone that has enough money to rent a car or fly down?
Because I'm renting a fucking car, that's why.
Yeah, well, good luck, pal.
This is going to cost me money. I'm done negotiating with you. I know damn well you're not going to pay me until I stab all the gravy out of your fucking liver with a box knife.
This is going to cost me money. Guess what? Everyone who wakes up in America when they roll out of bed, it costs them money, Mr. Special.
Shane, talking to me right now is costing you money, and I don't mean long distance.
Eric Cash is somehow special that life...
I have a tab on every moment that I've had to deal with your grating fucking voice.
Yeah, somehow Eric Cash is special because life costs him money. This is costing me money.
No, this is costing you money. This isn't costing me a damn thing.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
I'm getting rich as we speak. You don't even know.
Yeah, yeah. Anyone who knows me believes that
I'm rebroadcasting all of this on fucking competitive internet radio stations.
Yeah, okay.
I hear that shit pays really good.
Yeah, oh, yeah, great. It's free radio. Oh, yeah, the internet is...
You need to get on XM, man.
Fuck that shit. That's for old... You're a retard. It's for fucking old people.
No, I thought the same thing, but everybody's fucking listening to it.
Yeah, they're retards.
Everybody's listening to it, well, not just retards.
Oh, God. Everybody. Listen to you. Everybody who's anybody who's listening
right,
to
I
it.
I won't argue with you about it. I thought it was retarded at first,
it
too,
is.
And then fucking everybody I talk to...
Guess what?
All they talk about is Satellite XM.
All right, let's go back to the days of 8-track, Sonny, when America started the trend of selling the fucking dolts of this country outdated technology and making them think it was the hip-happening thing. So you've got a bunch of idiots fondling this outdated technology and thinking it's some sort of hip thing. It sucks.
I'm going to be thinking about baby boomers fondling 8-tracks all day now.
You know what? There's more people listening to podcasts on iPods than there ever will be on satellite radio, sucker, because it's
okay.
Free.
Yeah.
And the one thing Americans will always go line up like fucking idiots, like the masses will always line up for
iPods
free.
iPods are free, Shane. iPods are free.
No, but the entertainment is.
Yeah, you're right. The entertainment is free.
Right.
As long as you're getting it.
What do you mean?
You always get entertainment for free, don't you?
Well, yes, but you see, you have to explain your jokes. This is what we're going to have at Zen Sushi. Eric's going to have a 2-minute joke and a 5-minute explanation.
That's right, but the explanations all come on charts. It's okay.
Oh, God.
They can't read aren't going to get it even.
Don't rent a car. Don't rent a car. We can't afford that.
You can't afford anything. I know damn well you're not going to pay me. I'm just taking a week vacation.
Oh, that is a good attitude, because then we'll have a good time and possibly people will get paid. People, not you.
I know damn well you're not going to pay me, Dick.
No. If the place is... filled, we'll maybe we'll have some money.
If what place is filled?
Zen Sushi, June 9th. Ooh, I mean June 5th, $9.
You fucking retard.
Yes, I am. See, that's what it takes one to know one, okay?
It does take one to know one, and I'm the king of the retards.
That's why when I called you a retard earlier, I knew, because I am the king of the retards.
No, I am, and that's why I call you Squire, buddy.
I will never be a Squire to you. Eric Cash?
You're a little bit too round to be a squire.
You fucking prick.
I keep forgetting because...
Here, wait, let me do my thing.
Because I'm a drunk. Hold on, hear this?
Do you hear this? It's me drowning on my fat.
I thought that was you gargling my cum.
God. Goodbye.